Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Sorry, today's code word, soggy pickle. Is it a euphemism? Is it some sort of secret signal to the, what do you call it, the fifth column, the underground, the rebellion?
The underground.
If you will. Like, if you're listening to this radio program, literally, you are part of the underground. You are
the resistance.
The resistance. You are the people who desire freedom from oppression, specifically from the organization commonly referred to as government. Yes, you are that. So, soggy pickle to you.
Call in now.
603-283-6160 if you want to talk about your soggy pickle.
Please call.
Before we go on, I do have to say thank you to tonight's amplifier. What is an amplifier? Well, you can find out over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. What this is a way for you to donate to us in order to get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on 180 or so radio stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300. Not out of the question. It's up to you. Tonight's amplifier is former Free Talk Live host, co-host, Allie Havens.
Wow, cool.
And she is a gold-level amplifier, which means she gives $10. We only ask for $5. That's a silver level. There's some little benefits that you get if you do decide to become an amplifier. So at the silver level, there's some things you get. At the gold level, you get another thing. And at the platinum level,
plutonium,
you get a couple other things. Yeah. You can find out more over at amps.freetalklive.com. If you like the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics that we bring, the perspective of liberty, freedom, all things voluntary, don't violate consent, things like that, then please become an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Allie Havens. We appreciate you. All right, moving right along. We were talking about secession, and I posted the links to all of our stories so far tonight on our social media just during the break there.
Right on.
During that first round of secession talks,
yeah.
I remember Ian said, just to kind of paraphrase it, he goes, just think, like, who would want to join the United States?
Right.
I remember him saying that. I was like, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, who would want to like, hey, you want to be part of our thing? We're really in debt.
Yeah.
We've got wars all over the world.
Yep. And you know what? The people who do...
Our economy's out of control.
Yeah.
We got inflation at record levels.
And I just saw
people can't afford to eat.
I saw a story today that Venezuelan immigrants in Chicago are moving back to Venezuela because it's so bad in Chicago.
Well, and I think that happens a lot where people will migrate here out of desperation because either their country's even worse.
Right.
Or there are so many... Like, maybe at one point, America was this beacon...
Yeah.
Of freedom, kind of.
Sure. Compared to many other places.
Compared to many other places, right?
Yeah.
Like, even, like, not even that long ago. So I think sometimes people get, like, a lot of misconceptions about what's going to happen for them when they get here. And then they are usually, I'm assuming, disappointed. Or, like I said, they're coming from somewhere where there's, like, gang violence in the streets, and it's really, really awful, and they're like, listen, I just want, like, a safe place to live.
A gold toilet.
This is good enough, you know?
I've got gold toilets.
Listen, I don't need a gold toilet. I just need to, like, not fear for my life every day,
right.
You know?
Oh, that's why they're leaving Chicago, probably. Like, geez, it's better in Venezuela.
Here's one thing that won't happen.
Chicago.
I guarantee you this will not happen. When the dollar collapses, or when it's about to collapse, when government fails and crumbles in the same way that the former Soviet Union did, right? Because that's the nearest example we have to what is likely to happen here. Mm-hmm. Because all empires die.
Mm-hmm.
The government's not going to give you any warning. Right? They're going to tell you
Friday.
Fine.
Yeah, Friday afternoon.
They're
going to
give you. Yeah, they're going to give you the jobs. Oh yeah, jobs are fine. Yeah. People are working more, and nope, unemployment's down. And like they're going to fudge all these numbers to lull you into a false belief of security. Which they're already doing, right? Yeah, if you actually look at the numbers and then you look at what they're saying, you're like, total lie. But, like, you can't hold these people accountable for what they say because they're frickin' politicians.
I also think it's so easy to distract people. You don't even really have to lie to them because they're just not paying attention.
Yeah, look, war.
You know, I mean...
Look, football.
Or something, yeah, football. Like, look at this, look at that. Or TikTok. Why don't you go on TikTok? We love TikTok.
They're not buying the whole Ukraine thing. Bombing in Israel.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, I mean, it is impossible to ignore the fact that groceries are so much more expensive.
Right.
Rent's so much more expensive. Yep. You can't buy a house. You can't qualify for a mortgage. Like, all these things, like... That is impossible to hide at this point, but I think a lot of people feel helpless against it, and they're just like, oh, well, there's nothing we can do, and this is just the way it is, and, you know, well, at least I have TikTok.
Right, wait till they pull the plug on the internet.
Ooh, yeah, what are you going to do then?
Well...
Yeah. So anyway, the government is not going to warn you of its own imminent collapse. Right, and so if you're not thinking about it already, you should. You should start asking yourself, wait, is the government going to collapse? No, it won't. Well, how do you know? What do you know, right? Like, get yourself an education if you haven't already, because once you start looking into it, it gets ugly real quick, and you're going to be in denial. You're going to be like, no, that's not true. And then you're going to read some more about it, and you're going to look at some other things, and somebody else that you know is going to present you with something that you didn't even know out of left field. It'll be like, oh, my gosh, really?
That's the epiphany that moment. Total,
yeah,
right?
And eventually you're going to have, the epiphany. You're going to have the aha. You're going to wake up, if you will. Not become woke. You're going to wake up, awaken, if you will, to the reality.
The glasses, you know?
It's like They Live, right? You know, the opposite of that, right?
Yeah.
You take the glasses off. And you're like, oh, my gosh, reality's totally different. Than what I have believed it was all of my freaking life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? So,
it's probably going to happen on a Friday, maybe like Thanksgiving weekend. Like, oh, everyone's like, everything's fine. Friday,
yeah,
the
Black
banks
Friday.
Are,
yeah.
Banks are closed.
Friday.
You know, everyone's shopping like crazy. And then Monday, oh, the banks aren't open on Monday. Bank holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only get so much money. Other countries where you can only get like $1,000 a day out of your bank.
I think the first indicator is going to be the same as it was in 2008, and that's a stock market collapse. That's going to be your first sort of canary in the coal mine, right? Outside of the massive inflation that's happening currently, outside of the continuous printing of money out of thin air, backed by nothing, and arming of people in places that we have no business being in or doing anything about. Are there other places on planet Earth where governments tax their people to fund stuff over here?
It doesn't seem like it.
I don't think so.
I can't name one.
No.
I've never heard of such a thing.
No.
Right? I've never heard of, oh, well, you know, the United States, the prices of groceries are going up, but thankfully, Italy is taxing their citizens more and sending us billions of dollars in aid.
Well, they usually use war as an example, or as an excuse, I suppose.
Italy?
No, just in general. The United States uses war, like, oh, we have to save everybody.
Yes.
Well, and they also use NATO.
Smedley Butler, war is the health of the state.
Yeah.
Right? The United States dollar, people are like, well, it's not backed by anything. Well, that's not necessarily true. Once upon a time, it was backed by gold.
It's backed by battleships.
And then 1913 came around, and then 1971?
Nixon fully went off the gold standard.
Yeah. So, like, that's when it became truly fiat currency.
Mm-hmm. It's backed by your kids when you register them.
Well, it's backed by the full faith, force, and violence of the government, of the U.S.
It's
military.
It's backed by battleships and F-35s. That's what it's backed by.
It's a violence-based currency. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had my druthers, I would choose a currency that isn't backed by violence. And thus, I do. I choose things like gold backs. I choose things like cryptocurrency.
Dash.
I choose things like Dash. I choose things like, did I say gold back? Yeah, gold and silver coins and all that kind of stuff, right? Ammunition, even to some extent, right?
That's good trading.
You know, property, if you will.
So that's silver.
Right? Even though the official registrar of your property is the state, and you technically are only a tenant even if you pay off your mortgage because you still have to pay rent to the state, like that still holds its value as a thing far more than a violence-based currency will.
Interesting, I heard about inflation in the U.S. versus inflation for the U.S. dollar around the world. So, obviously, we could see things in the United States in inflation, groceries, gasoline. Well, actually, gasoline is going down because a recession is coming. So, the demand is going down for gasoline, so the prices are coming down. But as the U.S. dollar, I think it's the U.S. dollar index around the world goes up because of the petrodollar. And that's really what's scary is the petrodollar. So if someone like Japan has to buy dollars to buy oil, means that the dollar can be inflated. So they need more money to buy more dollars. And it's basically bankrupting a lot of countries. Not bankrupting, but really putting a squeeze on them for the dollar being inflated around the world, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're exporting inflation.
And I'm trying to remember the exact quote. I think I wrote it down. Yeah, here it is. you guys familiar with the science fiction show Firefly?
No.
I am not.
Oh.
Enlighten us.
You guys need to watch that show. It's classic.
It's a space western.
It's one of these unfortunate series that was great, but they never renewed it. Instead, they made a movie to sort of close it out.
Yeah.
But you should watch it. It's legendary in the sci-fi community. This is a quote from a man called Shepard Book. Government is just a body of people, usually and notably ungoverned.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The people in the government are ungoverned.
Correct.
Huh.
What are they governed by? Who governs the government?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Right. So, like, people are like, anarchy, well, it does exist. It just exists at a level where, like, all of the tyrants get together
and just
function
don't get
sovereignly.
It.
You just don't get to
it's be a big
free.
Club and you're not in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And governments are just a body of people, most notably, ungoverned. So, they are, like, governments are anarchists, right? Because they don't follow anybody else's rules. They only follow what they want to. Right, and even if they make up rules that are supposed to apply to them, they no, it's not for me.
Right, government usually attracts people that shouldn't be in government anyway.
Oh yeah, it's a magnet. It's a magnet for psychopaths, sociopaths, tyrants.
Show business for ugly people.
And even if you're like a moral person, you try to do the right thing, right? You're a noble. You have noble intent, right? Maybe you go into the military, you get out, you go into politics or something like that, and now you've got like, well, he was in the military, so sure, he'd make a fine representative or whatever, right?
America.
You go into all of that. Politics will turn you into a tyrant.
Yeah.
Because the system itself is corruption, right? There's no way to have an organization known as government not be corrupt, because it is based on corruption. It is based on forcing you to do what they want, forcing you to give them a portion of your life's effort at the risk of dying.
Yeah.
Or being thrown in a cage, or both, right? Depending on what level of resistance you put up, right?
Right.
So, that's why I think it should go away.
Case closed.
It's pretty simple,
I like it.
All right,
I'll vote for that.
My vote, Captain.
Would you vote for that?
You're hired.
Somebody online, too, was like, well, I don't know much about you, and you probably don't have much of a career in politics, but I'd vote for you. And I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't run because I don't want to force my opinion on you.
That's why I'd vote for you.
Or other people's opinions on anyone else, right, yeah. I'd vote for you because you think voting is immoral.
I'm voting for you because you're not running.
Right. I'm not going to vote either for you.
It'd be funny if, like, an anarchist got rode in and won. Right. My first act is, you know, whatever of this seat is.
I quit.
I hereby dissolve this seat.
Cutting the budget to zero.
You start putting pictures of, like, the desk in your office on the free list on Craigslist.
Yeah.
You
know? Right.
That's all. What's the show Parks and Recreation with Ron Swanson, who's a libertarian, and they're sitting in that meeting, and they're like, "We're going to cut the budget from the Parks and Recreation Department." And he's like secretly like going, "Yes, yes," smiling.
All right, we teased this story a little bit ago. couple of segments ago, but I do want to talk about it because, well, it's hilarious, but also, like, I think, like, this is an example of what we would see in a truly free market. This from Zero Hedge. Prolific wanker known as the Sperminator creates unvaxxed sperm group on Facebook after requests skyrocket. Now, that's a loaded headline.
Oh, jeez.
So let's just...
stock is rising.
A man known as the Sperminator has created an offshoot of the largest sperm donation group in the United States, which only provides sperm from men who have refused to take the COVID vaccine shot. Let's see, where does it start into? Jonathan David Rinaldi, the Sperminator himself, was a frequent donor to a Facebook group called Sperm Donation USA. However, after noticing a massive increase in requests for unvaccinated sperm, he started his own splinter group, the Daily Mail reports. And they have a picture, it's a tweet, okay, whatever. Rinaldi's group boasts nearly 250 members who have helped many people successfully start families, according to the report. Most members are offering their sperm for free. Rinaldi, age 44, is one of the millions of Americans who has been captured by the theory that the COVID vaccines somehow damage the reproductive system.
Theory?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we have evidence, theory? But...
I guess
well, this has been written by him, so this is written by, I don't even know who wrote this, but quote now from him, I don't trust big government, big pharma, I don't trust them, and I don't need to inject myself with things that I don't even know what it is, said Mr. Rinaldi.
Smart guy.
Users of Mr. Rinaldi's group share this false idea with posts.
False idea. I love when they say stuff like that.
Well, this is, this is written by not Zero Head. Anyway, with posts linking the COVID shot to sperm death and other vaccine-related misinformation.
Oh.
Cryos, one of America's largest sperm banks, told Daily Mail it had very few clients requesting information about unvaccinated donors. But anecdotally, DailyMail.com has seen new interest in unvaccinated sperm donors on the Facebook groups in the U.S., women searching for unvaccinated sperm donors, specifically no COVID vax, on their posts looking to find a baby-making partner. And they give you an example. Looking for unvaccinated sperm donors near New Jersey. I am a single mother to a 2-year-old and would like to give her a sibling. I'm looking to inseminate in late September. FYI, I will not explain why. I desire an unvaccinated donor in this thread, and I'm not interested in being educated about the COVID jab. I'm only looking for a potential donor.
Wow.
So that's an example of...
Yep, give your sperm, not your opinions.
Men in the group identify themselves with descriptors such as unvaccinated man, or sperm not modified by mRNA.
No.
One recipient of said unvaxxed sperm posted a photo of her positive pregnancy test with the caption, one more farm-raised, not pharma-raised baby is on its way.
Nice.
Cool.
Free-range human.
Yes. Like, oh, you mean just like humans?
Right? Yeah. Right, it's like organic food.
An organic person.
Like, isn't that just food?
Yeah, as my grandparents used to call
it. Yeah, just food.
It's just food. Yeah. According to Rinaldi, he began questioning vaccinations in general after having his own child. I've had no flu shots, no COVID shots, nothing since I was a baby, he said. My best friend growing up was not vaccinated at all, and he's totally fine and healthy.
Imagine that. Jeez.
Yeah.
When I had my first child, I started reading the inserts and the ingredients, and when the school started saying my son had to have them, I really don't like being told what to do by the government, so it made me think, and I did the opposite.
Yeah,
that's perfect. Yeah.
Love this guy.
There's a few more screenshots and whatnot here. Again, I'll post a link to this on our social media. Rinaldi, who lives in Forest Hills, New York, first began donating sperm at the request of a lesbian friend. Now he has 3 children with his ex-partner and has donated sperm to conceive another 16 more.
Wow.
Wow. So, hopefully he doesn't get into a paternity suit.
Yeah, it's a good thing he doesn't live in Washington State because they could sue him for child support for all of them.
Ugh.
Yeah, Washington State.
That's insane.
Horrible. Yeah. Washington State, I don't know if it's true anymore, but like they were the first state that I'm aware of. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. And I'm not aware of most states, so take that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
But they were the first state that I'm aware of to where if you cohabitated with a woman who had children from a previous relationship, whether it's marriage or not, and you surpassed the common law duration for marriage, which I think is a year.
A year?
Yeah, I think it's a year.
Oh, wow. My gosh, over here it's like 8 or 10 years.
Oh, no, it's not.
No
idea. Don't quote me on that. But like, whatever, once you surpass even that trigger.
Years. Either way, it's not your kid. It doesn't matter how many years.
Well, apparently, according to the law, it does, because then if you break up, that woman can sue you for child support in addition to the child support she's already receiving from the previous father.
This is in Washington?
I think that's terrible, because it just makes single mothers even more undesirable. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that to be mean. It's just like, it brings a whole nother liability into that situation. Like, not only are you going to have to, like, father someone else's children, but there's also, like, a whole nother level of liability.
Yeah, if it doesn't work out between you and her and the kids from the other guy, then suddenly you also have to pay her?
Yeah, is she getting child support from both dudes? Like, I don't get it.
Correct.
Yeah, she could live at the house, but make sure you have a different mailing address. Legal address is somewhere else.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I had a thought.
I'm glad. That sounds more like a cough than a thought, but, you know, go ahead. Ed McMahon on Free Talk Live, everybody.
LRN.FM.
Hold on.
Anyway,
hold on, Major.
I just got done doing a stint in the hospital, and I did not want, I had to have an operation.
Okay.
There could be some potential blood loss and whatnot. And I told him, I said, I don't want no damn donor blood, because they have not figured out a way to screen this stuff, and you can't pick a clean pint that hasn't been vaccinated.
Yeah.
Right? So, one last plea, the doctor comes in and says, now, in an emergency situation where you're absolutely in need of it, can we give you a pint of blood? And I finally broke down and said, okay. But I thought a long time ago about starting a blood bank of clean blood.
Unvaxxed, yeah.
Yeah. It's hard because to do it legally, so many regulations, and it's so complicated. Like, the blood donation system is super, super complicated.
But if you're going to go in for elective surgery, couldn't you just...
Hey, Major, can you hang on?
BYOB?
Major? Yeah, BYO, yeah.
Major, hang on. We'll bring you back, because I know you had more to say. Stand by. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us. You can talk about whatever's on your mind, or you can talk about this unvaxxed situation. What would you do? Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The federal government faces a midnight Eastern Time Friday deadline for running out of funds, presenting House Speaker Mike Johnson with a challenging situation, much like that of his predecessor, Representative Kevin McCarthy. Johnson aims to avoid a right-wing rebellion while keeping the government operational.
Simultaneously, the White House Office of Management and Budget has initiated communications with agencies to prepare for a potential shutdown of the government, according to a source familiar with the plans. President Biden is slated to meet Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco on Wednesday during a CEO summit, where Xi is expected to address prominent American business executives. This meeting occurs amid heightened tensions in U.S.-China relations and as China's stricter regulations on Western companies prompt a reassessment of their investments in the country. The encounter offers an opportunity for discussions on a range of issues impacting the economic relationship between the two nations. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. No, it's Free Talk Live.
With
if you
cats.
Don't know anything about us, visit freetalklive.com to find out more. We'll answer.
That only happens once a show, questions. Right?
What?
Cats?
The cat song.
I mean, yeah, once a week, even. So, yeah. Like,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's just.
Just happens
stuff.
To happen
it's
on
just
Sunday.
Us,
because
yeah. We're weird.
Oh. Okay.
This particular crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one else
it does
the meowing.
It just has such a good ring to it.
It fits the song.
Yeah, it just works, you know?
Okay. Before we go on, you could be very cat-like and pen a letter to either Ian Freeman or Aria DeMezzo, who, as you may or may not know, Ian Freeman is the founder of this show, which just celebrated its 22nd year of existence as a nationally syndicated radio talk show. He was arrested for voluntarily interacting with other human beings to exchange things like the United States dollar for things like Bitcoin. And even though the state itself and the federal government admitted there are no actual victims, they've decided to put him in prison. They've sentenced him to 8 years. Appeal is pending. So you can go over to freekeene.com, freekeene.com, and you got to scroll a little bit, but there's an article there that has information on how you can write to Ian Freeman. It he's being held at the Merrimack County facility until I think either the next hearing that he has or the hearing after that. I'm not sure how it's going to go. So you can please write to him, tell him how you're doing, you know, thank him for putting this show together and, you know, tell him how much you've enjoyed it and, you know, all that kind of a thing because he could use it. The same thing goes for Aria, ariadimezzo.com, ariadimezzo.com. She has instructions up there how you can write her and some other stuff there, too. She's also a former first chair host here at Free Talk Live. When she gets out, we expect her to return. We'll see what happens when that day comes. But they could both use, you know, thoughts. I don't want to say thoughts and prayers, but, you know, something along those lines. Even just a postcard. Hey, I visited such and such, and, you know, I saw somebody with, like, a Free Talk Live sticker or something. I don't know. You know,
can you send postcards?
You can, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Just don't write it in crayon.
No crayon.
Yeah, they don't What's like the crayon? I don't know. Probably somebody figured out how to like melt the crayon down, add some LSD to it, and then reform it into the shape of a crayon, and then like write it on a letter, and then people could just eat the paper and get high. I'm sure that like something like that happened.
That's
right?
Probably it. Yeah.
So anyway,
I mean, if you go through all that trouble, you probably, you know, deserve to have whatever here. You know what I mean? It's like, just give it to him. I went through all this effort.
All right. Let's bring back Major Payne. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, good.
All right.
You came on right before the break, and I know you had more to say, so go ahead.
I did, and that was on the whole COVID and blood thing. I also got a pickle story on what you guys are talking about right now. The way that whole thing started is they used to put a drop of blood or acid on the back of the stamp and stick it on the envelope.
Right.
And then the cops got wise to this, so they started cutting off the stamps, and that was pretty much all they did. Hanky was your mail for, hell, I don't know, 3 decades or so. But, this crayon thing, I can understand, you know, the theory behind it and whatnot, but if your kid wants to draw you a picture, you know?
Well, I mean, this is a commentary on the war on drugs.
Yeah.
Right? The war on drugs.
The war on prisoners.
The war on drugs is such a failure that government can't even keep drugs outside of federal prisons.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, hell, it's easier to cop dope in the joint than it is on the street.
Absolutely. You have to pay a premium.
I mean, hell, everybody knows everybody. You know your dealer. There ain't no strange guy on the corner.
Right, yeah. All right. Pickle story?
Oh, the pickle story, yeah. There was a, I don't remember the name of the company. It's out of business. I think it went out of business back in the 50s when this all went down.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the tallest pickle barrel in the world. It was like 55 feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, somewhere along the line, some poor dude had fallen in the barrel, and he got fermented for like decades.
Oh no!
Yeah, when they finally emptied the pickle barrel, I think 30 years after they'd emptied it the last time, the only thing left of this dude was like bones and coveralls.
Yeah, you could say he was in quite a pickle.
Oh,
well, he got
what a sour joke.
Vinegar and whatnot.
Kind of spicy. Yeah, kind of spicy.
Kind of spicy.
Right.
Oh, I remember what I was going to tell you guys last week when you asked me if I had anything, and one of them jumped right out of my head. I used to know an old girl that was, I don't know if she was a dispatcher as well as a CO, but she worked at the county jail. And she told me, and this is way back in the late 80s,
yeah,
80% of the cops, and this is just county cops, in a you know, peaceful place where there is, I mean, it's a pretty damn stressful job. Barney Fife could handle it up here. But she said 80% of these clowns are on some kind of an antidepressant. And I'm just thinking, no wonder, you know, the world's so screwed up.
Are you talking about, like, the supposed mass shooters? They're all on some kind of antidepressant?
Well, the mass shooters, too. I mean, in case you ain't noticed, they've never released.
All right, so then if you're not talking about
the COs, right? Weren't you talking about the correctional officers?
Yeah, that was last week, yeah.
Oh, so you're saying the COs are the ones on antidepressants?
Yeah, well, last week we were talking about the mass shooters being on them and not how they never released any information.
Sorry, I missed that.
But, yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, though. I mean, imagine being like a prison guard and just seeing that all day long, right? Prisoners, you know, being kept in cages, being told what to do, right? Conforming and being docile and compliant, and then an occasional riot breaks out or a food fight in the you know, cafeteria or whatever, right? That kind of thing. You know, perhaps being involved in caging humans inhumanely makes one depressed. I don't know. Right. I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist or a mental health professional, but you do the math. It seems to me it fits. You're going to be a guard in, you know, a place where prisoners are being held. Might be kind of a depressing.
I wonder if they call.
I'm not talking about the CEOs. I'm talking about the patrol officers.
Oh.
And like I said, this is a very low stress county. I mean, you know, they might go out and serve tax violations and whatnot, but the state troopers handle
it. Do you think that's their subconscious kicking in, going, I'm a thug?
Well, let's just put this into perspective. This is an article from 2016. 1 in 6 Americans take antidepressants. I have this other study. During 2015 to 2018, 13.2% of Americans aged 18 or over report taking an antidepressant medication in the past 30 days.
What percentage?
13%?
13.2. And then I have another article from 2022. From July 8th, 2022, antidepressant prescribing increases by 35% in the past 6 years.
Okay, I was going to say, I think those numbers are higher, and I'm correct. They are higher now.
They're climbing. They're climbing. So SSRIs are very, very commonly prescribed.
And I bet the COVID shutdown is going to bump them up.
Absolutely.
Like
it did. Absolutely it did. And I'm
suicides
sure,
went up.
Yeah.
You know.
Everything heinous went up. The government got its greedy dick beaters on us, and most of them got brainwashed. And what are you going to do when you're surrounded by stupid?
Yeah.
I mean, 7 out of 10 people are blithering idiots. This is an old PBS story I heard. And they did a survey of, I don't remember, it was like 10,000 people or 1,000 people or what. But they asked them a simple question. Do you think you have common sense? And 7 out of 10 said yes. Well, then they gave them paper tests to see if what actually existed in their mind complied, you know, with general reality, and it turned out that only 3 of the 7 passed. So, in short, 7 out of 10 people that we are surrounded with are blithering idiots.
Major Payne, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate you. That's just like 4 out of 5 people preferred democracy.
4 out of 5 dentists preferred Trident chewing gum or something. Like, well, who's the other dentist who said no? We need to know that person.
9 out of 10 people prefer gang rape.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's one that doesn't prefer it,
no.
Right? But the other 10 do, and that's democracy. Yeah. Moving right along, let's go to, we've got David in New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Man, I'm relieved. I thought Major Cleary had died, but he had only just been in the hospital.
Yeah. We're happy too.
Yep. And
he's in a pickle.
Let's see. In a pickle, yep. Well, I'm in a pickle right now. I'm in the I gotta get the accent on. I'm in the cowboy hot tub as we speak.
Well, at least the major was juiced up before he called. What's your excuse?
Because I do it every day because it's helpful, ask Nikki.
Wait, are you in a hot tub filled with pickle juice?
No. Getting pickled in the hot tub.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Wait, you're bathing in, like, vinegar and garlic?
No. Well, you can do it many different ways, dude. You can do it with vinegar and garlic. You can do it with alcohol. You can just do it just with the plain old hot water and get pickled.
I see.
Use a tequila to get pickled.
Yeah, you can do that, too, especially if you use in New Mexico.
What if I don't want a pickle? I just want to ride my motorcycle.
Well, we got a dude. There's a dude that always calls in the local radio station. He always
is his name David?
Request that song, huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, we got a dude that calls in the local radio station, that KKK, I always forget, KKK.
Oh, jeez, man. Come on.
In Albuquerque. And he always requests that song, that Pickle Motorcycle thing, whatever that is. Anyway, that was Arlo Guthrie, wasn't it?
Arlo Guthrie, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been around the block in a few cowboy hot tubs.
I brought out the 8x10 photos with the circles and arrows in the back of each one, explaining what each one was to be used against us.
Yep. Alice's Restaurant, too.
That's fun.
And I did see Arlo Guthrie at the theater down. I forget the name of the theater, but it's downtown Salt Lake City. Saw Arlo Guthrie back when I saw Johnny Cash. That was before Johnny Cash was dead. I didn't see him after he was dead. I saw him before he's dead.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna.
Yeah, well, at the best, you know, they sing better before they're dead.
Although there is a I'm gonna call them a metal band. They might be more industrial than metal, but
they're called metal in your business.
They're called Static X.
And, I saw them in concert. I saw them in concert with my ex baby mama from hell.
All right. So Wayne Static, the singer of that band, died, and so the band was sort of done for, right? Except
hopefully the baby mama will too.
They decided to have a reunion show where a hologram of the lead singer appeared singing, and then they found we'll call him another singer who kind of is about the same height and same, you know, build and all that kind of stuff, but they kind of paint him as a negative, and I mean that as in like film, a negative, so it's like, you know, he has like white face and like he's dressed in black or whatever, but he's got, it's sort of like the I don't know, like the bizarro version of the real singer.
Don't like
Prince. Right? And so now he's doing shows with the band, and they're talking about using him to do a new album.
Wow.
So it's weird.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's never been done before, substitute one singer for the other. Never heard that.
Never done that.
Yeah, Gwar's never done it.
Nobody has, man.
Beatles just did that.
Van Halen would never do that.
Well, Van Hagar would never do that.
Well, Van Hagar did it.
Well, no. Van Hagar didn't do it. Van Halen did do it.
With Sammy Hagar, and now everybody calls it Van Hagar, right? Yes.
Yeah. But Nikki, just to find, how in the world did you get bullied on the school bus?
You want to hear the story?
Yeah.
I do.
Nikki, tell us a story.
Tell us a story.
It was because I was curvier than the other fifth graders.
Oh, baby. Curvier?
Yeah.
Okay,
I had a good butt. I had a booty, and they were offended by that. And then fast forward to middle school, and I had older sisters, right? So I was like, nah, I'm pretty sure that's a good thing. But sure, you fifth graders.
Yeah.
And then a couple years later, lo and behold, it is a bad thing to have what I like to call a pancake butt.
They got there.
Oh, man. Yeah, so.
I knew this girl.
That's karma.
Why that, Nikki, you're fine? Why that?
What? Why is it bad to have a pancake butt? Because it don't look
all,
good.
Wait a minute. First of all, define the speed of light. I mean the pancake butt.
A flat butt.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I never seen such a thing. But
it's,
yeah, that
it's
would be
scientifically
bad.
Appealing to for women to have curves. I think that's like evolution, and you know what I mean? Like, man.
9 out of 10 men prefer a woman with more curves than, yeah. I don't know who the other guy is, but.
How does that song go? That been a ruin of many young men.
Or he's probably just had a number of curvy women and is tired of it. Now he wants the skinny bread.
The pancake.
And with the pancake, but, yeah.
Twiggy.
Just to appreciate
it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This isn't computing. Nikki, you had what you call a pancake butt, which you describe as
no.
flat.
No.
Did I hear you correctly?
No.
The opposite.
The opposite. Oh, okay. That's what I was picturing. So whatever happened to the top side?
What? No.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, David.
He sounded like a, I don't know if he was like.
He's trying to be funny.
He's on 1.5.
He seems like he's on something.
Yeah. Oh, you think?
He took the desert Adderall.
Little peyote.
Pickled in the hot tub.
Yeah. He's pickled.
Did you pickle the wrong kind of mushroom in your hot tub, pal? You know. Anyway. 603-283-6160. We might have time for you.
You know that in 1948 in Connecticut, pickle packer Sidney Sparrer and Moses Dexler.
Wait. Is this... Picky people pick Peter Pan peanut butter because it's the peanut butter picky people pick?
No, it's not. This is about bouncing pickles.
Bouncing Pickles.
Yes, in Connecticut. And it's been an urban legend forever, but it's, I guess, true that if your pickles do not bounce in Connecticut, it is illegal.
Oh, yes, I've heard this before. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I actually learned that in public
school.
What's
that Reason video series where they did that? Did you know that it's illegal in Connecticut for you to sell a pickle that doesn't bounce?
Right, so these people were arrested in Ellington for conspiring to sell pickles that were unfit for human consumption.
Because they couldn't bounce?
Yeah, officials, I use that with air quotes, officials reportedly described the situation as the case of the pickles, that wouldn't bounce. That was
what year is this?
1948.
Right.
The Connecticut Food and Drug Commission official, Frederick Holbrook, said a good test to determine if something is a good pickle is to drop it 1 foot and see if it bounces. In this case, the pickle splattered. So they were each charged with violating the state statute concerning concerning adulteration and misrepresentation
adulteration?
Of food products.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the pickles were destroyed.
Now that's a soggy pickle.
So, yeah, I guess, pickles have to bounce in Connecticut.
Wow.
Or they are illegal. The officials.
When did that start?
1948.
Jeez. Yeah. So is it still illegal? Illegal.
There's also another law in Connecticut that you can't call yourself. No, if you're a tavern in Connecticut, and I could probably look this up on the Magic Rectangle, but if you own a tavern, I think there's only 6 taverns in Connecticut, and it has to have a glass front. You can only serve beer and wine. You have to be closed on Saturday, and women cannot work there. I think that's still on the books. Or Sunday.
And women cannot work there?
Yeah, women cannot work there.
Yeesh.
That's the legal definition of a tavern in Connecticut. And I think it's, it's probably moot at this point.
Probably not enforced.
Man, I can't remember the name of the what they did. So I'm
the pickle people?
Keep looking for
the Peter Pan pickle picky people.
Picky people pick Peter Pan peanut butter because it's the peanut butter picky people pick.
Mm.
When I was young, I memorized all sorts of stupid things from television because, we didn't have the internet, so you just sort of...
You have to remember stupid things from television.
Yeah, you just sort of, picked and chose?
Yeah.
You did choose and pick.
Yeah. I know a lot of Simpsons quotes.
Really?
Just because it was before the internet.
Yeah.
When the Simpsons came out. Maybe like right around the time of the internet.
Wow.
When Saturday Night Live stuff. Just useless stuff.
I memorized a Twizzlers commercial, of all things.
Really?
Yeah, it's I am a mouth. And my job is to eat things. One really fun thing I get to eat is Twizzlers candy.
Wow.
They're so chewy, and they're so juicy. So if you have a mouth, and I know you do, may I personally recommend Twizzlers? I was not paid anything by Twizzlers to recite that to you here today on the radio, just so you know. So
no compensation was given.
Twizzlers, you want to send some crypto to at... Kickass. That is my vanity
handle.
Crypto receive address. Just at Kickass.
Is that like a vanity plate?
It kind of is. So instead of having to scan a QR code or have this long string of numbers and letters that don't make any sense and nobody can possibly memorize, much less recite, there's a thing called the FIO protocol, F-I-O. Yes. It's available at least in Edge wallet, if you have an Edge cryptocurrency wallet.
Really?
You have to pay something for it. It's like an annual thing to renew it or whatever.
Very small amount.
But it,
you can pay it in crypto.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like $2 or something, right? So
I can have my own vanity at Steve Classic?
Yeah.
And it's probably available. I have Nikki Sunshine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I actually have more than I have at Kickass, and I believe I also have at Captain Kickass.
That's absolutely unbelievable.
I might even have, I don't want to say it because if I don't, then I don't want people sending crypto to it. But
yeah.
Twizzler, send some crypto to you at Kickass in compensation for, voluntarily.
Reciting that commercial from, 1982
or something?
1982.
Or possibly, I'm not sure.
Nice.
I was looking for this playlist from Reason TV called Crime Squad.
Is that with the puppets?
It is, but they don't. I don't tell you which one is the. I'm trying to find the one that's the one that I'm looking for. I don't want to spoil it for y'all. So anyway, if I don't find it, whatever, it's fine.
We'll never know.
We'll put in the show prep for next
week.
The
world may never know.
It's not that one.
Wow. Should we hit the dump button just for the fun of it?
No, I think these are all. At this point, I think these are all PG, actually. So
let me see if I can find about the taverns in Connecticut.
I know that New Hampshire really likes to believe that they don't have bars, right?
They just have the surf food, right? They just have the potato chips.
They require, these
bar
places
peanut.
That give liquor licenses to. serve food and therefore call them restaurants.
Yeah.
So even though their primary business is slanging the drinks, they are indeed bars. They'll have live music and, all that kind of stuff.
Well, so. I know in some states or some counties or cities during COVID, they weren't allowing bars to be open unless they served food, right? So it had to be a restaurant. So there are bars that were opening, and they would just hand people a bag of potato chips on their way in.
And this was not
good enough for the state in these cases. They were reprimanded for such actions.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
But yeah, is that not good enough? It's like, no, you buy this dollar thing of potato chips, and now you can come drink.
With a bologna sandwich and just throw it away.
Yeah.
You bought it. You bought your food. You don't have to eat it. You bought it. For a dollar.
All right, let me see if I have this right.
One frozen cherry tart, please.
Sure. You want the 4-inch tart or the 6-inch tart?
I'm so sorry.
You wearing a wire, you rat?
They made me do it!
It's a federal crime to call a frozen cherry pie a frozen cherry tart if its diameter is more than 4 inches.
Got it. Yeah!
That's it.
Crime squad.
Yeah, remember this?
Cherry tarts.
The pickle doesn't matter.
Illegal. Federally. Yeah. Federally.
Wow. Really?
Federally illegal.
Come on. What would we do without the federal government to tell us that?
We'd be free and happy and prosperous, and everybody would be able to keep everything that they earned, and you would only pay for the things that you needed and wanted.
A 6-inch cherry tart? That's insane.
I'm going to go find one.
We need the feds to arrest cherry tart dealers.
We are out of time. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Steve Plastic, for joining me tonight. Thank you to all of our callers, our listeners, our amplifiers. And if you missed any part of the program, please visit the archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.